Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia, it's time for Cherokee Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
And welcome back to the Kid Biz Expo here in Woodstock, Georgia. And we've got another guest to interview. This is Tyler Sullivan. Welcome, Tyler.
Hi.
Hi. So tell me about what you've got then in your booth today.
We've got free samples for some salsa. It's $10 a jar. We have mild and hot.
What is the name of your salsa?
Sully Slammin' Fresh Salsa.
Where'd you come up with that name?
Our last name is Sullivan, and it's a family-run business. So Sully's and then good fresh salsa, so.
Well, how did you come up with this kind of product? Did you always love salsa?
So when I was 10 years old during quarantine, I spent $200 on my mom's credit card in video games. And when she found out, she took my electronics and grounded me. So I started doing chores around the house and only made $10 in a week. So I knew that was not going to work. So I started... I took my dad had a salsa recipe that he made when his friends came over. I took that and made it my own and then started selling it door-to-door. Last year, we had $20,000 in sales.
Wow. Were you so surprised?
Yeah, it was
Was it awesome. So fun?
Yeah.
What kind of things did you put in your salsa that made it so different? How did you come up with your recipes?
We have our secret spices.
Secret.
And then... cilantro, onions, garlic, tomatoes, the basic ingredients, mm-hmm. and then our secret spices. And then in the hot, there's a jalapeno and a habanero.
Wow, a habanero one.
Yeah.
Are you able to eat that one? I can't do anything hot like that.
Actually, before we started manufacturing it in like a factory, we made a Carolina Reaper one.
Oh my gosh. You're still here to talk about it?
Yeah, that one was not... the greatest. It was very hot.
Sorry, I'm just having like a moment. I can't imagine. What's your like most popular salsa that you sell? Do you have a flavor that everyone seems to love the most?
My favorite is mild, obviously, because I mean, it just has more like I guess flavor. But I like heat, so my favorite is the hot. But probably our best seller is the mild.
So. How is it having your own business instead of spending all your time on video games, which my son does? What is it like for you to have a business that you're thinking about?
It's awesome. I mean, it sometimes gets a little complicated because I play sports too, but it's really fun.
Is there something that's kind of surprised you in running your business? I know it's a family business, but what's kind of surprised you about what it's like to be an entrepreneur?
It takes a lot more work than you expect.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? What takes a lot of work?
I mean, the hardest part was definitely, it took 3 months to move it from our house in the blender to figuring out the recipe in like a co-packer who did it for us. Because it needed, like the pH level, it needed to be, we needed to fix that. So, because.
Wow. Who would have even thought that you, at your age, would have to understand about co-packing and, like, a pH level?
Yeah, I didn't know anything.
Yeah, but now you're so smart.
Yeah, my dad's been teaching me a lot about profit and revenue, too.
Yeah, how does that feel? Is it strange to think about how much you have to put into something to make some money back?
Yeah.
What is that like?
I was like, because, like, when we started selling, I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be rich. But then I figured out, like... when we were trying to get it started, like off the ground, we had to put a lot of money into the business
up front.
Yeah.
What's it like to work with your dad?
He can be annoying sometimes.
Oh no.
But
that's father sons, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Well, he's probably looking out for you, like what the best is for you. That's the best thing about adults having this kind of wisdom to kind of help you out, right?
Yeah, he helps me out a lot. Also, my mom and brother do it, as well as my papa and my dog comes along, too.
Your dog does?
Yeah.
You gotta make a salsa for your doggy.
Yeah, she just sits there. She's not the most energetic dog. She likes to sleep, so she just lays in the back.
Oh, but she's part of it too, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
So if you had, what do you have in your booth today? Do you have all your different salsas? What are the flavors you've got?
Mild and hot.
Mild and hot.
Yeah, we've got free samples. Mm-hmm. And my friend's also helping me out. His name is AJ.
Aw, shout out to AJ today.
Yeah.
Aw, that's awesome. So are you excited to see where this goes? Are you just going to continue on this path and see what happens?
Yeah, that's my goal. Our goal is actually Shark Tank.
Your goal is Shark Tank?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
We actually almost made it on the show.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Shark Tank. Tell me what that's like, because who knows who else would like to apply. What's it like to apply to be on that show?
It's rough. I mean, it took a lot of time. Like a 10-minute video took like 4 hours to make.
Oh my.
In our house.
Do you send it in to them then, a video that you make?
Yeah.
Did they get back to you?
Yeah, we did. They got back to us. They said it was amazing. We met with the producers, and then we signed contracts with ABC, and then they cut us. But they said next time, just skip the line, come straight to them.
That's so exciting. Were you like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be on TV? How did that feel? So official.
Like, yeah, I got back from school, and my mom did like a thing on me. She put like 5 papers down, and she made me flip all of them over. She was like, what do these all have in common? And she goes, and she said they were all on Shark Tank. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to be on Shark Tank. Well, she said they saw our video. And so I was like.
Well, you never know. You've got big things coming.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. We're so excited for you. And we're so happy to have you on Cherokee Radio X.
Yeah.
But also, I wanted to ask you, so here you are. You're, you know, young, getting started in having your own industry business. What would you recommend? What kind of words of wisdom would you have for people who are getting started? Maybe they have their own product at home.
Don't give up. It was tough at the start because, I mean, like, it takes a lot of time and effort. But once you get through, like, our toughest time was, like, when it took 3 months to make the recipe. We were almost like, we can't do this.
Because
then there's just one magic ingredient and boom.
And then it happened.
Yeah, so just never give up.
Okay, never give up. I think that can be applied to every person who's listening, any kind of dream they have. Yeah. Do you find that it's hard, you know, a little bit hard to balance, you know, your work life, your business life, and then, like, being a kid in school? And how hard is that?
So during school, I would go to school, and then I would have football and basketball usually. Mm-hmm. And then at night, we would... Like, after my brother went to bed, we watched Shark Tank, like, every night. Mm-hmm. And just, like, tried to figure out about the business.
And you were dreaming big, aren't you?
Yeah. Shark Tank is definitely the mega goal.
The mega goal. Okay, well, we hope this is one step closer to your mega goal. How can people get your information if they want to buy some online or if they want to come see you at another place besides today at Kid Biz Expo?
We sell at Alpharetta, Canton, and Brookhaven. And then we also are online. We're on Facebook, Instagram.
What do they call him?
Sully Salsa. You can look it up on.
Good job, man.
Sully Salsa. Oh, did you hear someone just gave you a shout out while they're walking by? You're a celebrity already.
Good stuff,
you're a celebrity. Look at this, two people.
AJ's
my goodness.
Wow,
that's awesome. Look at you.
Yeah.
Well, we're so excited for you and can't wait to see where you go. And if you ever want to come on our little show, Business Radio X, and chit-chat about your business, you are welcome to do so.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tyler. We'll see you soon.